Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And so that's that issue of brotherly love. It's within the household of faith, one to another. It's a special category of love. And it's very tough to love the people out there if you can't love the people in here. And that's why these stepping stones are laid the way that they are. So there's that issue of brotherly love. And then just a few pages back over in 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll go back to our text verse here in verse number 7, 2 Peter 1, 7. We're to add to our godliness that brotherly love and to brotherly kindness charity, which is love. That is that final stepping stone here in our formula. Because it tells us if these things be in you and they abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. You remember the pastor's been going through Genesis and he talked about Lot being a just man, being a saved man, and you can get to the place where you forget what the Lord's done for you and where he's brought you out of. You don't lose your salvation, but you can forget these things. Peter makes it very clear right here. When we lack these things in our life, we become blind. And then we can't see far off. We don't see the hand of the Lord in our life anymore. And we'll eventually get to the point where we'll even forget that we are purged from our old sins. How did we get to that point? Because we lacked in our faith, our virtue, our knowledge, our temperance, our patience, our godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity, that issue of love. And so this evening, to finish it out, we're going to look and examine that issue of love. And the time that we have allotted wouldn't be near enough to do it justice, and you understand that. Because the word here for charity, for love, is that word agape, which many of you who have been in these classes for a long time, you understand the weight and the power that that word for love carries with it. The most powerful word there for love that we have, that agape love. So just to put things into perspective before we dive into some verses about that charity, I just wanted to share with you the number of times that these words that we've looked at over the past 2 weeks appear through Scripture, through the New Testament. That word faith, that belief, the word that we have here for it, it occurs 244 times throughout the New Testament. That's a lot of times. You think that faith's something important? Absolutely. But how many times does Scripture have to mention something for it to be important? Only once. Only once. So whether it's mentioned one time, 100 times, or 1,000 times, it matters, and it's important. But if he's mentioned it so often, he's trying to get our attention. It's real important. You better pay attention. Okay. That word for virtue that we see there, again, these are referenced in other phrases and in other words throughout Scripture, but we're just looking at these particular exact matching instances of the word. It's found 5 times in the New Testament. Now, it's spoken about more than that, but this particular word that we've looked at for virtue is found 5 times. The word for knowledge is found 29 times throughout the New Testament. That word for temperance or self-control, 4 times. Patience is found 32 times. Godliness, this word for godliness, is found 15 times. The word for brotherly kindness, this particular phrase, found 6 times. Now again, it's referenced more where it talks about behaving a certain way to the household of faith. In other ways, it's just this particular word that it's found. So in comparison to these other words, we clearly see the importance of our faith. We know without it, it's vanity. There's nothing else. It don't matter. It won't account for nothing without that relationship with Christ. And these other ones are very important. The virtue, the knowledge, the temperance. Well, that word charity, the word for it, that agape, is found 117 times mentioned throughout the New Testament. So in our list here of these stepping stones, it's second only to faith. The one that's hounded home the most outside of that faith, that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, is this issue of love, of charity. So do you not think it's so important? And it is. And that's why we're so oft quick to jump straight to that, straight from the faith to the charity. You're saved, you're a believer, now you ought to love everybody. But when we try to make that leap, that chasm is far too great to cross without these stepping stones. They make the way so that we can complete this cycle of growth. And we already know that even after we've paid attention to these things, we're to grow the more and the more. Even after we have a reputation for having these things in our life, even after we practice them, grow the more and the more. So, for this subject of love, let's just turn back to the book of Luke, chapter number 11. Let's turn back to Luke 11, and we'll do, time won't allow for all the verses that I'd love to share, but we'll try to hit on some important ones, and we're going to go in a straight line again. So we're going to start in Luke, and everything that we go, we're going to be moving forward. That way we won't have to flip around, so hopefully we don't get lost. And I encourage you, if there's any of these verses that the Lord uses to speak to you in a special way, well, mark them down, write them down. That's why we're sharing them together tonight. But let's look here in Luke chapter 11. And let's just see verse number 39, Luke 11, 39. Jesus is talking to the Pharisees. And he said, "Now do ye Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness. Ye fools, did not he that made that which is without also make that which is within also?" He's calling them out for their focus on the outward appearance. They try to look like they have respect for the things of the Lord and the scriptures, but inwardly they're unclean, they're impure. "But rather give alms of such things as ye have, and behold, all things are clean unto you. But woe unto you Pharisees! For ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone." The Pharisees are saying that they think themselves so righteous and so great because they tithe, they're faithful in their giving, they're outstanding members of the community. And Jesus calls them out and says, "Woe unto you! For you've done these things and you think that you've done something great, but you've passed over the judgment and the love of God." And that word love there is that same word charity that we found in 2 Peter, that agape. They've passed over it. He says, these things that you did that you're proud of, you ought to have done anyway. It's required of you. You haven't done anything special above and beyond. You're fulfilling what's been told of you. And you ought not to have left these other things undone. So you were told to give, but you're also told to understand these judgments and the love of the Lord, and you passed it over. It's not present in their life. They had a form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof. Turn over from Luke to the book of John, the next book over, John chapter number 5. In John chapter number 5, verse number 42, where again he's addressing them, where they think they have the knowledge, they think their spiritual position is where it ought to be, their walk with Christ is good. And Jesus once again calls them out in John 5:42, and he says, "But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you." That love that we're supposed to add to that brotherly kindness, he's calling them out, they don't have it. So I want us to see the importance of possessing it. Because when we fail to possess it in our life, Christ doesn't overlook it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.